I think you might have this image that Cycle Crossing is a place where you have only cycle track and a road, but in most cases, actually, Cycle Crossing is an element of a bigger intersection where you have two roads crossing, and a cycle track is a part of one or two of those roads. And on those crossings, you already have some priority established for the whole roads altogether. You have maybe main road and the side road. And you also have a lot of regulations provided also by the Vienna Convention on Road Traffic of who has priority, for example, when turning. And those regulations are, I think, very good in terms, especially after the amendments introduced in 2006. And I would, honestly, I would be afraid to mess with them and try to develop better rules. I think what still can be improved across Europe is the infrastructure on those crossings. So, for example, providing traffic islands on isolated cycle crossings, which is not always the case. But the right of way, the general regulations we consider quite good. If there are problems, they are usually because the national regulations are not in line with Vienna Convention. If there is a need of establishing additional right of way, always specific signs can be used for giving the right of way.